milk then. They just give it to the people that didn't have cows. You know, or a bunch of people, neighbors had cows, went dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the neighbors that have cows mm-hmm. giving milk, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. divide milk with them, mm-hmm. you know.
When did they first start having those kind of farms where people would just raise cows just, you know, to sell the milk?
Well, I don't remember it's been a long time back.
Oh, it has.
Since they began selling milk.
Well, what would they call those?
Well, I guess they called them dairies. I don't know.
Uh-huh. That's what I was wondering if it was the same.
And then they began raising them chickens, you know, for the market.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
of course, mother always growed lots of chickens, and mm-hmm. we did too. Of course, we just eat the most of ours. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
After, we never did live by ourselves.
Oh, you and your husband never did?
About a month after we was married, we took an orphan boy.
You did?
And 7-year-old.
Oh.
And kept him till he was 14.
Uh-huh.
By then, of course, we had children of our own.
Uh-huh, of course you did. And then, lots of them.
Yeah. Then his uncle come and got him and took him.
Did you ever raise any cotton?
Lord, yes.
Oh, so you know about that,
Lord,
huh?
Yes.
Well, what would you have to do? I mean, did you ever help with it?
Yeah, we had to hoe it, and I've hoed many a day.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I didn't work in the field very much after married because I had so much housework to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before I married, I worked in the field right smart, mm-hmm. hoeing and picking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most cotton they ever picked though was 204.
Oh, goodness. Did you really?
Daddy used to grow nearly 100 bales though. He was one counted a big farmer, you know.
Uh-huh.
He had six mules.
And
he always grew lots of cotton and corn and hay and everything.
Yeah.
And of course, I was the oldest of the three.
Oh, you were?
Mom and Daddy just had three children,
mm-hmm.
and I was the oldest, and of course after Grandma moved out,
mm-hmm.
well then I had to go in the kitchen,
yeah.
I told them, and I stayed in the kitchen as long as I stayed at home.
You did.
Get some
more
money.
did you have to hoe it to get the weeds
mm-hmm.
out?
And keep the weeds and grass,
yeah.
and thin the cotton out,
yeah.
so for a part, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of weeds did they have?
Well, they had crabgrass and cuckoos and Johnson grass
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
things like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, now did you grow your cotton in a? Did you have a big field?
Yeah, just big fields of it.
Oh. Well, what about? Did they grow much? Any tobacco or anything?
Grandma grew tobacco.
Oh, she did?
After she moved out to herself.
Uh-huh.
She grew tobacco.
Would she grow that just in a little life?
Yeah, she didn't use it herself, but
yeah.
she grew it and sold it to her neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Know,
well, she just have a little lot?
Yeah, just in the backyard, you might say, just a little
mm-hmm.
place about as big as this room, maybe.
Oh, yeah, just kind of a little patch,
yeah.
sort of. And you wouldn't call that a field?
No.
That'd be too small.
Tobacco patch, we call it.
Yeah, yeah, because that feels bigger than
yeah,
that, isn't
yeah.
it? Mm-hmm. And, well, let me ask you about the kinds of fences that you have. Did you have on your on the different places you've lived, what kind of fences would you have? Did you ever have did you ever see a little, around a yard, a little wooden, low wooden fence? Did anybody ever have?
Oh, fence.
Fence.
Well,
yeah.
we had, a long time ago, we had rail fences.
Oh, you did?
And,
yeah.
But then it got to where there's wire fences, you know.
Sometimes
it'd just be barbed wires or so far apart, and then got to be net wire, they called it.
Oh,